It's Sunday at Hartley Vay Park on Gardier Lane, and a good-sized crowd of Mexican and Central Americans are gathered to watch a soccer game. But away from all the action on the field, Melissa Yarborough and her husband, David Hernandez, are carefully placing framed photographs.
This is a picture of David's dad, Bonifacio Hernandez Hernandez. He died young in a car accident in Mexico City. He was actually riding with the band. A few of the band members died in that accident in 94. We're putting him, we always put him on the altar every year. And there he is with his guitar in hand.
The altar is an ofrenda, or an offering for the deceased. It's essential for celebrating Dia de los Muertos. Among the photos are old black and whites of Melissa's grandparents and a picture of David's former teacher. Colored candles are placed on the corners, cempasúchils in the middle, the flowers of the dead, and all around the ofrenda, food. David explains.
The food mostly has to relate to the people who you are making the altar for. If they like tequila, you put out tequila. If they like tamales, you put out tamales. And you put out the things that they like in life.
For this ofrenda, David and Melissa have orange sodas and satsumas, pink and white chiclet candies, green cactus fruit, ripe guava, fresh baked bread, brown bottles of beer, and fresh tamales.
In Mexico, it becomes an all-night thing, a velorio, they call it. And they spend all night in the cemeteries with the food and drink of the person who's passed on. And if it gets stale or cold and the beer gets flat, then you know that the animas, the spirits, have passed through and have enjoyed their favorite drink. They appreciate that.
That's Juan Cruz, a public health planner in the area who organizes the Dia de los Muertos event. This is the second year he's doing it. The ofrendas are new, but the purpose is the same.
It's about the gardier, a public event recognizing our dead who are important to us would be one way of beginning to sort of weave community. And so it's African Americans who've been murdered and died violently, and also Latinos who've died violently. I think that Dia de los Muertos was a good way of beginning to do another level of protest of the violence and protest of the, you know, unsafe conditions in the neighborhood.
To the left of the ofrenda is a banner reading, "We Remember, Recordamos a Barbara Hansi Malcolm." Barbara Jacobs was hit by two cars while riding her bike down Gardier Lane and killed. Hansi Sanchez was robbed and fatally shot while standing on his front porch. And Malcolm Johnson was killed in a shooting. All three were honored at last year's event. Dia de los Muertos is celebrated on November 2nd. And today, despite 2 weeks of poor weather and postponements, a very small crowd gathers to remember them.
Death is always around us. It's part of our life. It's part of life. And everybody dies. We all die. It's learning to understand that they're not gone. Nobody is gone unless they are forgotten. So remembering Hansi and Barbara and Pompey and Franco and Malcolm, we're remembering them. It's a good thing.
While it is a Mexican holiday with Aztec traditions, Juan feels the message of Dia de los Muertos is something that can be learned not just in Gardier, but in Baton Rouge.
You're from where your people are buried, and so that's your roots. I mean, it's almost literal. Because if you're rooted, if you feel like you have some roots, you have a commitment. And if you have a commitment to a place, then you're more willing to keep it clean. You're more willing to help your neighbor. If you're just floating through, if you don't have any roots, then it's easier to pick up and leave and not deal with the issues that are there. And that's all about that. It's about like really getting people to commit and stay committed to a community and feel like it's worth it to stay here.
For WRKF News, I'm Frank Barnett.